Brahma was saying, be still. Actually, what he said was, things that are real are given and received in silence. And I like that so much that I wanted the painting that goes with it, that was taken from a photograph. All right, now we are on Herb Fitch's Mystical Tapes series. And I'm looking here, we're on the third step. And the third step is where you ask yourself, let's see, where's that question? You ask yourself a question. Let's see. Yes. Where were you at the moment just before your mother gave birth? Where were you just before your body was born? What's the answer? Where were you before, just before your mother gave birth? And the answer is everywhere. You were everywhere because that's your true identity. Let's see if I can make this bigger. There we go. That's your true identity. And so you were everywhere. Just before your mother gave birth, you were everywhere. So that's step number three, is getting used to that. And he puts it in number one and number two down here. We must face this because until you are ready to accept that you were not born in the womb of a woman, you never were in the womb of a woman, you are not accepting divine life. The mystical life is not for the weak-hearted. That's for sure. Because you have to face some things. And I am seeing myself more and more as the days go by. I am seeing that it's all impersonal. Error, mistakes, disease, lack, limitation, death, all of that is impersonal. It does not have a person through whom to operate. You remember all that? And Christ Jesus, or Christ Mary, or Christ Yvonne, or Christ Bill, is not personal. That's an impersonal presence. So the whole thing is impersonal. This person must, okay, I'll get it. This person must put on impersonal life. And so when it comes to looking at your mother, what Jesus said is true. Woman, what have I to do with thee? I know it kind of seems cold and uncaring, but these things must be faced. We must face these things. Where were you? You were never in your mother's womb. Your mother is not your mother. I guess I can see why at certain times the disciples, well, it says in the Bible, and they decided to no more walk with him. Because you have to tell people these things. They have to realize it. That's what Herb's doing. You were never in the womb of a woman. And if you have believed that you reincarnated 50 times, you should know that in those 50 so-called mothers, you never were in one of the 50 wombs. You are divine life. You're everywhere. Where were you? Everywhere is the correct answer. All right, so that's lesson three. And lesson four says, all right, so here's another one from Mr. Fitch. Please remember this. Every child born on earth is outside the law of God because God is no respecter of persons. You might even say God has never met a person. You remember Arjuna? He wanted to see God face to face. And Krishna said, okay, if you're sure. And he just about lost his mind. It was so infinite. So God is no respecter of persons. So every child born on earth, and there's 5 billion of them right now, is not under the law of God. 5 billion people, and not one is under the law of God. Unless he's begun to make the transformation. No man can serve two masters. He cannot serve God and mammon. In other words, you cannot live in divine life and in human life at the same time. And if you're not living in divine life, you're living in mammon. The consequences are these. Divine life must live forever. Mammon must die. It's quite that simple. So choose life. Don't choose death. Okay, so when Paul said that, let's see, he said, as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. When Paul said that, he was again telling mankind how to step out of the fourth box of a dying mind. As we are born the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. By stepping out of the dying mind, the mind consciousness, the fourth box, into the third box, which is our own eternal soul. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. All right. So you can do the rest of this by yourself. Here's another important point. How can I move out of mind consciousness into soul consciousness that knows itself as divine life? And that's the real solution. That's the meaning of seek ye first the kingdom. Remember, you cannot fish in the divine ocean with your mortal mind. Only your soul can fish on the spiritual immortal side of the ship. That's our direction, our opportunity, and our dedication. Yes, cast the nets on the other side. All right, so he suggests here that you take a look at this book. This is The Infinite Way by Joel S. Goldsmith. And he suggests that you look at this chapter called Our Real Existence. Okay. So we're going to look at a couple things. In healing work, by now you know healing work is being able to see with spiritual discernment rather than with your eyes or your senses. So it starts with our real existence is as spirit. Some seekers may not understand what we mean by this. They've taken that line out. They didn't want to hurt the feelings of the poor person that might be reading. So they took that out. Some seekers may not understand what we mean by this. No, they don't. All right. Eventually they'll edit it where nobody will have a single problem. And guess what? Nobody will have a single answer either. We are, first of all, to realize, in healing work, we must turn from the structural universe that we see. Where was I? Everywhere. Turn from the structural universe that we see. We must remember, we are not called upon to heal it, change it, alter it, correct it, or save it. We are first of all to realize that it exists only as illusion. Now, he just said that the structural universe, that's everything, table, my head, air conditioner, bricks, wood, doors, shirts, chair, fan, and the stand for the green background. All of it is only as illusion, as the false sense of life. From this vantage point in consciousness, we behold through spiritual sense, that's through discernment, spiritual discernment, the house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now, in order to heal somebody, you have to look away from the structural sense of the universe and look with your spiritual discernment. That will reveal to you the true identity of whoever you're working for. And when you see that true identity, you can rest in that. And that spiritual discerning of the true identity, we call healing. Well, it's all better now. He says, be a beholder, a witness. Watch the unveiling of the Christ in your consciousness. All right, so you see through a glass darkly, right? Maybe there's little places to peek through, and the veil is lifted when you don't use the five senses to look, when you use spiritual discernment to look. Show me, Father, the true identity. This is the biggest sin right here. Here's the whole thing that throws us off the tracks. The attempt to bring spirit and its laws to bear upon material concepts constitutes the war between the flesh and the spirit. All right, so every time you try to apply a spiritual principle in order to change matter or a material universe, you're lost. It won't happen. It can't happen. We enjoy moments of mountain experiences. We tumble into the valley of uncertainty. We achieve victories and then experience failure. We alternate between apparent good and evil, success and failure, spirituality and mortality, health and illness. This is the inner conflict that becomes evident as the warfare between the flesh and the spirit. This will only end as we drop the mortal or corporeal sense and achieve the consciousness of spiritual existence. Okay, you've got to drop it and pick up immortality. And this all ties into what Herb is telling us, to recognize that we were never born from a mother's womb. God evolved the world and all that is therein. What we behold through sense is not that world. It is the false, finite concept of the world of God's creating. And so, rising in consciousness, we begin to perceive the spiritual universe and something of its purpose. Yes. Let's see. I think we're about, no, there's one more. When we are no longer limited by the five physical senses, and have attained even a measure of spiritual sense or Christ consciousness, we find ourselves unlimited in terms of here or there, now or hereafter. There is a going in and a coming out without sense of time or space, an unfolding without degree, a realization without an object. In this consciousness, finite sense disappears. Are you seeing now what we're supposed to do? We have to wrestle with these things. Where was I when just a moment before my mother gave birth? Well, what I are you talking about? I'm talking about the true you. Where was I? Everywhere. Okay, that's enough of a hearing from me. Go listen to Herb's talk, read and meditate on our real existence. Everything that I read to you that's underlined in my copy became a meditation.